How to grow the best hydrangeas. If there's one plant that conjures up a traditional British front garden, it's the hydrangea. While they come in all shapes and sizes, most will picture bushes of mophead hydrangeas with their balls of tiny flowers. The hardy shrubs are the perfect low maintenance, big impact plant with blousy blooms all summer. After being dormant through the winter, early spring is the perfect time to give them a little tender loving care. To help you get the most from this popular perennial, we've gathered expert advice on planting, pruning and deadheading. Hydrangeas are available all year round, either as established plants or young cuttings. Here's everything you need to know about them. Number 1. Planting. Plant them in light shade or full sun for a colourful display from June to August. Shrubby hydrangeas will thrive in most soils, including heavy clay. The colour of hydrangeas is affected by your soil's pH. Acidic soil results in blue flowers, while alkaline soil gives pink ones. Adding coffee grounds will make the soil more acidic and help produce vivid blue blooms. Making the soil more alkaline is trickier, but you can add lime fertilizer. Watering. It's important to keep hydrangeas well watered throughout their first spring and summer. These lush, juicy plants need to find the moisture that fills their stem and leaf tissue from the ground in which they grow. So make sure it is enriched with compost before you plant, said Alan Titchmarsh, who is a big hydrangea fan. Pruning. Mophead and lacehead hydrangeas flower on the previous year's growth. They are an exception to the rule that says shrubs that produce their flowers on the previous season's growth should be pruned after flowering. They should be pruned before the plant fully comes out of its dormancy, so any time from now is ideal. This diverts the plant's energy from dead or damaged branches to new growth, so they will bloom magnificently in the summertime. Gardeners in the Hydrangeas in the UK Facebook group recommend waiting until the chance of frost is past. Claire Foster said, "Mid-March is the best time to do it. I had an insane amount of flowers on all my hydrangeas last year, but the year before I trimmed too soon in mild weather, then we got very icy weather, and two bushes didn't flower at all. This is because late frosts tend to damage any new buds that come after pruning." Deadheading. Ahead of more robust pruning, you might want to just snip off the old blooms. Leaving the final flowers on your plant over the winter helps protect the stems and their new buds, according to the Royal Horticultural Society. I deadheaded mine on Monday, and I'll keep an eye on the weather for the next couple of weeks. Any forecast for freezing temperatures and I'll cover at night, wrote Gareth Wilkinson on the Facebook Gardeners group. Removing spent flowers throughout the summer will encourage new blossoms and keep your plant looking fresh.